BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers, One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And this week, we watched not one, not two, but in hype for Spider-Man No Way Home, we watched three Spider-Man animated TV series. So if you're like, man, are they singing the theme songs to their own stuff now? Well, not necessarily in this, but in our new podcast, Top and Tail, where we do the pilot and finale, we may or may not sing every single opening title of every show we do. We'll have to see. We haven't recorded that many yet. So check that out, link below. But Jax, to start us off, to get our Spider-Man juices flowing.
Mm-hmm. Our spider senses off, going.
Yeah, so get our spider sense tingling, our radioactive Spider-Man juices flowing. We start off with 1981 Spider-Man. And the description of that is simply, the web-slinging superhero battles crime in New York City. What were your thoughts, Jax?
Well, this show, as you said, is made in the 80s, so it is really basic animation. It's simple, old school. There's lots of repeating kind of the same thing going over a thing, or like, you know, Doc Ock's arms will move and they just kind of go up, down, up, down, up, down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I absolutely adored it. It's nothing special. The storyline is as bare bones as you can get. It does a hell of a lot of showing, and then a character tells you what he's doing as they show it. Pretty much for the entire episode.
Yeah, the voice acting's pretty average, I have to be honest. As far as, like, Spider-Man content goes, this is definitely the weakest voiceover wittiness that we get from Spider-Man, I think.
Oh, yeah, out of these three shows, for sure. But there's, like, an inherent charm. Like, if you made this show last year, I'd be like, what is this? I'd be like, this is an incredible throwback to 80s style TV. But
it's so similar to the 1981 Spider-Man
series. Yeah, but there's a Batman series made around the same time that has the same kind of feel, charm. Even the sound effects of things happening and the way it just looks and feels, it just has this kind of charm and this feeling to it that I just had to kind of get swept up in. And you kind of have to look back on it in this kind of fondness of what things used to be.
Yeah.
But one aspect of it, or not one aspect, but the whole thing did also remind me that, like, my God, considering where Spider-Man started off in the 80s, how crazy it is that we get something like Spider-Verse, the movie, now. You know, like, how much better animation has gotten and how happy I am for that. But I enjoyed it. You know, it's nothing to it. It's just Spider-Man and Doc Ock running about.
The thing that's definitely most apparent, because we get like an opening titles where you kind of, they've clearly done the opening titles after they've like done the whole season.
Oh, it's just random shots and of so random like, things.
Yeah, and so we get like what is very traditional sort of comic book looking characters. We get Doc Ock, very traditional, kind of in his yellow. We get the comic book Green Goblin.
We get
and
Doctor
Aunt May
Doom.
Looks very similar. We get Doctor Doom.
We get
Doom,
three shots of Doctor Doom in the opening credits. And I did see, because Disney Plus kind of immediately plays the second episode. So before I stopped it, it's Doctor Doom takes over the world or whatever, which that's kind of crazy and exciting. So, but yeah.
Yeah, and I thought they had some really fun things, like Doc Ock has like a car that has rooms for his arms.
Yeah.
That was really cool. So he's in like a flying vehicle and like his arms can still work.
Yeah, he's got two holes in the side where his arms
dangle. There was a bizarrely strong focus on Peter Parker taking like the photography and like making sure that they included a scene that was like, all right, so now I'm setting up my camera, we're getting the photos, this is how I'm getting them. And I was
like, that's the whole punchline of the episode. It's like, how am I going to get my school done in time? Oh, I lose my photos.
Yeah. It was interesting. And it was like, this is the high school Spider-Man that is voiced by a 50-year-old man.
Oh,
it was tough.
And he looks like, he doesn't look 50, but he looks 35 to 40.
Yeah.
And
he looks
animated,
like Steve Buscemi
like
might have when he was 25. You know?
Oh, so 50. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the animation, but there was one other bit where he's like water skiing, like with the shark. That was really cool. Yeah. And yeah, just that's like really fun stuff. It was just like, it's definitely the weakest in my opinion of the three, but still like very fun. I don't know necessarily if I'd be able to like watch the whole thing. Like maybe if it was on TV, I might like watch it, but like, I don't know if I'm going to go back to it on Disney Plus compared to some other ones.
You couldn't binge this. Yeah, as would easily.
You? Yeah, rather than continue watching, would you binge this?
No, but you know what? There's something I would do though. I might go through the episodes and pick ones. Like I would like to see how they handle Doctor Doom. Doom versus Spider-Man seems fun. I'd look through for like, you know, I'd be like, oh, did they do a Venom one? I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Find one.
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe like are there ones with the X-Men or, you know, like kind of fun different characters.
Exactly, like I'd really similar like to the 1994 Spider-Man series.
Which is the next one,
but Jackson and I have both watched the entire thing, so we're going to skip ahead. And so if you're like, man, they're doing these quick, well, it's like, we've only got a few episodes to go on this podcast before we veer into Top and Tail. And so Jax is all about the Versus episode. He's always like, we should do Versus.
Yes,
and
really, I love a like, Versus episode.
Doing two episodes and he's like, let's just do the Versus. And I'm like, that's good. Yeah. So our final Versus is three Versus.
Spider-Man, the ultimate three Versus.
Spider-Man versus Spider-Man. So our second...
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, but also the reason it's three Spider-Mans, not two or four, is because it's Spider-Man 3, No Way Home, in which there will be three Spider-Mans, minimum.
Spoilers.
Spider-Man's
coming out this week or today. Oh, who knows?
Yeah, whenever we release this.
We don't record it live. But yeah, you mentioned Venom, Jax. So we've got next Spider-Man Unlimited, which was in 1999. So we got 18 years later and Spider-Man Unlimited. So the description of this bad boy, Spider-Man fights to free an alternate Earth from an evil ruler known as the High Evolutionary. So we've jumped the shark. We have jumped the shark from New York to parallel Earths.
How things have changed in the 19 years. Not just in animation style, which as soon as this started, because I just watched 1, 2, 3, bam, bam, bam. As soon as this animation started, I was just like, oh, wow. Like,
it's not even that good, but
it's spectacular in comparison. It's so much more 100%. Fluid and beautiful and colorful. Yeah.
It looks so much slicker than the original one. And it's so interesting. So, so we're kind of doing as many sort of different varieties of Spider-Man as we can. So, with the film that's coming out, we've got, Tobey Maguire's just Spider-Man. Then we've got Andrew Garfield's The Amazing Spider-Man. And then we've got Tom Holland, who's got this like home element Spider-Man, I guess.
Spider-Man, you know, home, like, in the MCU.
Spider-Man home stuff, yeah. Like, instead of Spectacular Spider-Man, for some reason they went with home-related names. part of this was that we wanted to do Spider-Man that had sort of different titles rather than just Spider-Man. And then I sort of did a little bit more research into this one. Mm-hmm. And I have discovered a very, very interesting fact.
Oh, okay.
So this Spider-Man series is a loose sequel to the 1994 Spider-Man that we watched and is absolutely incredible. If you're like, we might do it for Top and Tail one day, but if you're like, I want a good Spider-Man series that covers literally everything, that's the one to go to.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, but this is a loose sequel of it. It only gets one season.
Right,
but it's got it's got a different Peter Parker voice, but it's got the same voice as MJ. It's got the same music. It's got the same sort of radioactive spider sense kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the best part about this, if we're treating this as the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man in our trilogy of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
This was originally going to be based off the Amazing Spider-Man comics.
Oh, wow.
But because of the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie that was coming out and had been commissioned, the plots were too similar and Sony got in the way and was like, nah, you're not doing that. We're doing that.
And so then they're like, let's go to space instead. Let's go to an alternate dimension and have him fight giant tiger people. And he essentially goes to a land that's essentially just BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's crazy.
It's this weird, it's like, it's like this interesting, like, Planet of the Apes-esque, like, class divide. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Where, like, where there's, like, yeah, I don't know. It's set in some weird Star Wars universe kind of thing where there's flying cars and we've got all the beasts and the animals are like the gods, and then the slums, all the poor people are humans, and yeah, Spider-Man's like, which one am I? I'm a bit of both. Am I Aquaman in this situation? But yeah, it's definitely got some unique style with this one. We've got a different suit. What are your thoughts on this suit, Jax? Because we've got spider wings that then turn into a spider cape.
Like, yeah, so, because he starts off with the first thing, and then he's like, I gotta go to space. And he has a cheeky little Reed Richards, name cameo, that it's made him do this nanotech suit. And then the suit starts changing, and then it's entirely different, and it's got a little cape. I actually kind of loved it. It's kind of fun and full on and crazy, and it definitely fits the universe he's in. I don't know how I feel about the cape. I do love a cape.
The cape's terrible.
But I feel like
Spider-Man just... I like the spider wings. Like, it starts with the wings, I think, in... Like, one of them. Which one has wings in the movies? The live-action ones?
Tom Holland gets some wings in Far From Home.
Cool. Yeah, so Far From Home, we've got the wings. So I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen that
little
before.
Little glider wings. Not like Batman wings, but like glider wings between the arms and the feet.
Yeah, whereas the cape is... so unnecessary. Like,
yeah, it's just super unnecessary.
The function of the cape, like, what it really does...
It's a stylish cape, Tim. You know, it's for style.
Yeah.
I don't know. He doesn't need it.
It's a weird one. But you know what's weirder?
Yeah.
A $10 million reward. So, like, so J. Jonah Jameson features quite heavily in all three of these.
He really does. Yeah.
And I've got a very interesting fact for the next one. Ooh. But J. Jonah Jameson's son goes off in space, and we've got what is... gotta be the coolest Carnage and Venom designs ever. Like, they're so unique and so fun and kind of a fun nod to the Venom 2 movie that's just come out. It's like we couldn't have picked three better series.
I know,
to right
Doc.
Now. I'm loving them
Carnage
all.
Carnage and Venom, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I'm loving them all. And that there is the design of that animation is really cool. And so that is they essentially go into space, and then J. Jonah Jameson blames Spider-Man for the space shuttle launch not going to plan. And then puts out a $10 million reward on Spider-Man. And it's like, what newspaper? Like, I understand it's the Daily Bugle. It's like the most important one. But like, what newspaper has $10 million to just be like, let's just put it out there for anyone that, like, you know, catches Spider-Man. Like, we're not a police station. This isn't going to benefit our newspapers at all because Spider-Man gives us great content. But... $10 million let's spend on getting this asshole, you know?
No, Tim. It's not the newspaper's money. That's just JJ's money. Like, he's financing alone, you know?
Wow.
And because he runs the newspaper.
Project.
Yeah. It's just like a passion project. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Like, I don't think he really understands how much the newspaper, like, gets readership from the Spider-Man columns that are in there, but whatever.
As far as I'm aware, it's solely Spider-Man related content they make.
Like, what else is there to write about?
I mean, it's the least front page every day. So, I mean, that's what he's trying to go. He seems very angry when it's not front page every day. So, once it's gone, what does he expect to do?
It's incredible. And the witty comments in this are definitely better than the 1981 one. Like, it's we're getting better. We're going through time.
Yeah, it's of a different kind of style, though. Like some of the 80s ones are so completely and impossibly corny that I kind of, like, was just, like, having a good chuckle. Whereas this one was, like, funny, but, like, not that funny, I found. Spider-Man's humor in general is just a lot of fun. Like, even if you're not laughing out loud, it's kind of, you've got a smile on your face and you're having a good time, you know?
Yeah, very similar, like, very Buffy-esque, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And yeah, it's a really sort of interesting thing. And this leads us into Ultimate Spider-Man, our third one, the one that was released in 2012. Now, this is the most successful of all of them. It's got four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is very interesting because little did we know that... we were sort of setting up this incredible trilogy of different eras of Spider-Man. But we then enter a world of TV series animation Spider-Man that has got S.H.I.E.L.D. It's got Nick Fury, but not the original Nick Fury when they revamped it because of
Samuel L. Jackson being cast. So we actually get Nick Fury. They revamped it
because
we
of Samuel Nick... Action.
Samuel Action. No, because we get Nick Fury in the second show. He's in it. And he's looking like his classic comic book kind of looking Nick Fury. And then when Nick Fury was Samuel L. Jackson, they're actually like, they were like, actually, now he's going to be black and look identical to Samuel L. Jackson. Like,
which the comics did. They sort of revamped Marvel, how they sort of do every now and then. And then we've got Captain America. We've got Iron Man. And the description of this one is Spider-Man battles evil with a new team of teen colleagues and training from S.H.I.E.L.D. And so essentially this is like S.H.I.E.L.D. recruits Spider-Man, very, very, very similar to how the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies go. And S.H.I.E.L.D. sort of train him to become the ultimate Spider-Man. And
with when some this extra plot gear
was sort of revealed. Yes, yes. With extra high-tech gear. And it sort of came together and I just went, we've done it. We have done the greatest coincidence podcast you will ever witness. And I have nothing much to say apart from the fact that this is so obviously the Tom Holland Spider-Man.
It
is so astounding. And I cannot believe that we accidentally stumbled onto this trilogy in the way we did.
Just by me being like, these three, I guess, because they're split apart from time and they've got names.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know. And then me going, they all have different names, just like the live ones. The Jax. Can I try and blow your mind? And then if you already know, just have a really weird moment on the podcast.
Okay, go.
J. Jonah Jameson features in these three quite heavily.
Yes, he does.
You know, the one J. Jonah Jameson that features in all of Spider-Man quite heavily.
Yeah.
J.K. Simmons. Voices J. Jonah Jameson in this TV series.
Oh my God! No, I knew.
Damn it, that's fine. It was a moment anyway. But very much like he just randomly appears in the new Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
He just rocks up in this and it's like, I'm back, baby. I'm J. Jonah Jameson. And, it's incredible. This one I think is definitely my favorite of the three. It's definitely sort of pitched at more of a younger audience. Mm-hmm. And sort of the kind of audience that might not know too much about Spider-Man, cause it's definitely got a lot more origin stuff than the other ones.
Yeah, none of them are origin stories. I really, really appreciate that. My God, imagine if we just watched three origin stories. God. Now in hindsight, I'm like, oh, it could have been a real rough hour there. But I actually think that this one was a lot of fun, although it does have a couple of things that I now go, I wonder if Suicide Squad, not the Suicide Squad, but Suicide Squad has kind of ruined forever for me. Because there's moments where he's like, meets the bad guy character, and the bad guy character's name pops up, and he's like, meet Mary Jane, and Mary Jane's name pops up, and it's like a whole Suicide Squad kind of title thing, and I found that a little cringy, and that kind of turned me off at first, but I think that's not this show's fault. This actually came out before Suicide Squad, I think, so, you know what, that's just Suicide Squad's fault.
Yeah, this came out 2012, it's definitely like we've now jumped 13 years. Like there's a lot that's happened in 13 years. That's for sure.
Yeah.
The animation has gone like HD, baby. like bring it on, you know, which is like really fun. It's like when you accidentally watch like Channel 10, but you're not on Channel 10 HD. And then you go to HD and you're like, whoa, my eyes. but I kind of love this sort of like headstrong kind of emotionally driven Peter Parker. It's kind of interesting. It's definitely, I think, stylistically and like personality-wise, doing the most different with a Spider-Man character. The other two were sort of like quite traditional and like we're just being Spider-Man, whereas this is definitely like taking Spider-Man in a different direction.
It has a bit of a different flavor while still being kind of quippy and fun and, you know.
Yeah, 100%. And it's just really interesting. it's got like Doc Ock. We've got Green Goblin probably with Norman Osborn. And we don't see Doc Ock, but we get like a little shadow.
Oh, we get a completely disturbing. Fucked. Yeah, yeah. Really scary looking. Fucked. Looks like he's got like.
I'm like, what the fuck has happened to this guy?
Yeah, it looks like he's from a like, horror film or something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, really incredible. Cool. Like, I cannot wait to continue watching this one because I absolutely will.
Yeah, nice. And especially just if you look at the Doc Ock from the original show to this one. Those 40 years comical. Have been so kind to the way that they've developed him and stuff. It looks really, really good.
Yeah, another exactly.
thing I found really funny is, like you said, it came out in 2012, which I'm pretty sure is the year the Avengers came out. So this is like at the hype of Avengers, kind of like it's all beginning, it's all starting. And so like...
It's also the same year that the Amazing Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man came out. Right,
yes. And so there's like a lot of... just really obvious and funny stuff. Like, he's like, you know, even Iron Man wasn't great at being in Iron Man at first. And it cuts to Iron Man, like, in his, like, garage. But it's not like what it would have looked like before the original Iron Man movie. It just looks like the Iron Man movie. There's all the cars there. It has the same style and feel. And it's just like, oh, yeah. It's like when Spider-Verse does, like, the bits where, like, remember Spider-Man 2 with the train? And it's like that, but for Iron Man. It's really funny where you're just like, yeah, I do remember that movie. And it's just, I don't know, it's kind of interesting to see them just be like, what if Spider-Man was in
Iron
the...
Man 20 years ago, you know?
No, they wouldn't have picked Iron Man 5 years before that.
Like it's... Oh, yeah, Well, yeah, that was about 20 years ago, I suppose. I absolutely loved this. And so in true Two Brothers, One Pilot... manner, I suppose. We're doing a versus episode, Jax.
Mm-hmm.
You're only allowed to green light one. Which one are you saying yay and green lighting to go on to become a successful, heroic Spider-Man TV series?
Well, Tim, that's in one universe, we did used to pick one. But Tim, I'm Doctor Stranging this shit. I'm breaking open the multiverse and I am now picking a universe where all three TV shows exist.
Almost like our universe because all three do exist.
Yes. I was doing a bit, Tim. I was doing a bit. Nah, I mean, I don't know. If I had to pick one, I don't know. Part of me feels like I gotta pick the 80s one. Like, it's the original. It's like, what Spider-Man movies would we have without this?
Yeah.
I just don't know. Yeah. You know what? Would we have the 90s show without that 80s show? I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not. We wouldn't. So I'm going to go with 2012 Ultimate Spider-Man because, and I know it's a bit of the obvious choice, but as everyone knows, 2012 was a big superhero year. We've got Avengers, we've got Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man, and we've got the Ultimate Spider-Man. Everyone knows that, Jax. The three big pillars of society.
It came out that year, yeah.
Yes. So I'm going to go with that. We've done a quick short snap sort of Spider-Man kind of discussion here. But Jax, is there a place where you could get a quite more in-depth version of this discussion that we've had today?
Well, not about the animated TV series, but
you don't need
I'm
more
doing
about
a
them.
Weekly recap of every Spider-Man TV show episode ever. I will be doing one a week for the next 738 weeks. Get ready, people. It's going to be amazing. Or Amazing Spider-Man.
Amazing. Spectacular stuff there, Jack.
Thank you. We
can do this for an unlimited amount of time. Go on.
So I do another podcast, Spoiler Talk, where we talk spoilers. And to celebrate Spider-Man No Way Home coming out, we're of course going to be doing one hot quick off the press of that movie, which is coming out today. But we have also done episodes that will slowly come out after that of every single Spider-Man live action and animated movie. We've watched them all, and then we're going to do a ranking. We're going to rank them. And amazing. People will be surprised by how high Amazing Spider-Man 2 is on that list. And by that, I mean it's not at the bottom of the list.
Wow. Okay, that's a super controversial thing. Can't wait for that. Thank you for listening, everybody. And hope you enjoy Spider-Man. And hope you've enjoyed our final versus episode. And I'll see you next time.
And remember, with great power comes great responsibility. So remember to subscribe, to this podcast and all our other podcasts at BlackRock Broadcasting. Or otherwise, Uncle Ben will be like, no good, listener.
Incredible stuff.
I'm disappointed in you. Gashes!
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think we should do more Spider-Man content? Probably not. There's not that much. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.